This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong.
And over there on the phone line is
Arvind Viraj.
Ah, yes, we can actually hear you, Arv. Everything's okay, despite the rain outside. How are you this Friday afternoon?
Good. I'm waiting for the rain to pour. It looks like it's, and it looks like it's going to pour.
Uh-huh. Is that so you can go and have a nap and maybe do a bit of Netflixing?
Sure. Yeah. After work.
After work, of course. Uh-huh. Just trying to catch you out. Yeah. Anyway, of course, we have a whole bunch of stories lined up for you today. What are we kicking off with first? Yes, unemployed graduates and how they are to remain flexible. Then moving on to a story about Cable's 111 movement for job seekers, which has provided us with our question for today, which is, have you applied for a job online during the pandemic? And if so, how easy was it? We'll get to that in a moment. Wrapping up with a final story about how local companies are being urged to adopt stricter net zero emission targets. That's what we've got lined up for today's show. Chris, what have you got lined up for your weekend? Anything special?
I'm probably just going to get some sleep.
So yes, something special then.
That's about all that it is. Honestly, that's the thing I need the most.
I think that's pretty special.
Yeah.
Arv, what about you?
You said it before. Netflix, probably binge on some shows that I've been missing out on.
Okay, tell me about some of these shows. What have we got lined up for?
The White Lotus is out on HBO, so I wanted to catch that. So that's like 3-hour-long episodes to date. So maybe I'll start on that.
Okay. Also, folks, if you are if you've got kids and you're concerned about them being vaccinated, there is a webinar happening right now over on Facebook Live, over on BFM, BFM's Facebook page. Check that out if you'd like to know more details about that. Anyway, we should probably crack on. Let's get on with story number one.
Yeah, so a very interesting story from the Malaysian Reserve about how unemployed graduates are sort of being flexible and also adapting to new situations by not strictly focusing on the thing that they were supposed to do when they graduated from university.
Isn't that everybody that's graduated from university for the most part, unless you're a medical student?
I think so, but more now than ever before. I think that's the statistic.
Right. So
it says that the increasing underemployment of graduates is not a reflection of their lack of qualification, but it is because industries are not offering enough high-skilled jobs. So it's an industry problem. Mm. Malaysia University of Science and Technology professor Dr. Jeffrey Williams, who we've had on the show before multiple times, says that these graduates have displayed flexibility and adaptability in accepting lower-skilled work and are doing a good job. He told the Malaysian Reserve that when better work comes along, they will be better prepared with more experience and a better understanding of how to deal with tough times. So the Department of Statistics Malaysia's Graduate Statistics 2020 revealed that the rate of skill-related underemployment among graduates went up by 31.2%. Compared to 26.7% in 2019, with a total of 1.36 million persons underemployed. So Chief Statistician Dato' Sri Dr. Muhammad Uzay Mahidin said that the situation was more pronounced among diploma graduates at a rate of 46.1%, while degree graduates posted a 19.2% of skill-related underemployment rate. So that's like a huge divide, like 46 and 19. This can be attributed to a few factors. One is lower number of job vacancies in the economic sector in the year 2020, which the number of skilled job vacancies declined 16.1%, while semi-skill and low-skill jobs decreased at a lower rate. Skill-related underemployment, which has been a structural labor market issue since the series began in 2016, has escalated as the pandemic struck last year. So that's pretty like obvious reasons because of the things that we've been going through. Because of this, the number of unemployed graduates rose by 22.5%, so 202,400 persons, compared to 165,200 persons in 2019. So quite a big jump. According to Jeffrey Williams, these statistics showed that the resilience of the graduates, contrary to the negative, not prepared for the labor market story that we often hear, it sort of leans onto the resilience and the adaptability. Moving forward, he said that it is important to not allow unemployment and underemployment to become the norm. Mm. Everything should be done to promote new forms of employment, new innovative companies and startups for graduates post-pandemic. And this is interesting. He also says that the situation could be used as a catalyst and an opportunity to improve instead of going back to the past or returning to the old ways. So this means liberalizing markets, promoting entrepreneurs, freeing up opportunities, less government interference, making life simpler for micro and small and medium enterprises. And we must also promote decent, well-paid jobs with good work-life balance and long-term flexibility and security.
Well, I mean, those suggestions at the end sound wonderful.
Yeah.
If we're living in a perfect world.
It's like ideal situations.
Yeah, ideal situations, right, Chris?
I mean, I guess in a way it's idealistic, but at the same time, one of the small benefits of the pandemic is that it's given us all an opportunity to reset in many ways. Mm. You know, I mean, the mere fact that in the past we thought hybrid work was a myth and now we're all doing it, that in and of itself, I think, shows that there is an opportunity, like Jeffrey Williams said, to take this opportunity to improve, to reshape the way that we look at work culture and to actually provide more opportunities for some of these graduates as well.
I think it's a very good opportunity, like that final thing there as well, for employers to actually look at people and give them a decent wage,
yeah,
and give them a decent paid job. Because there's, you know, in some ways, when things do get back to normal, technically a lot of these companies should be able to save a lot of money if people if we still adopt this hybrid model. You know, they're working from home a lot. They can downscale the size of the building space that they need. All kinds of things, you
know? And I think also workers are now more aware of what is possible, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to want to demand more from their employers in the future as well.
And I don't think that's a bad thing either.
Yeah.
I think, you know, empowering the worker in this way has been one of the bright things at the end of this pandemic is that a lot of workers have just gone, hang on a minute, you've been taking me for a ride, you know? What do you think, Arv?
Yeah, I mean, no, we always talk about like silver linings, and I know it's difficult to think about silver linings now, especially with the number of cases and the situation that we constantly talk about, like SMEs and the kind of conditions that they're in. But that's the best we can do, right? I mean, and these are the small silver linings that come out of situations like this, like Jeffrey Williams said, catalysts for betterment and for improvement instead of going back to maybe older ways that weren't working in the first place.
Yeah, and a lot of people are reskilling and they're, you know, upskilling and one thing or another. Massive changes are indeed happening. Okay, let's take a short break. Music up from U2 with Vertigo coming up right now. When we come back, Cable's 111 movement for job seekers. Stay tuned here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.